One of the interesting halachas that we have over here in these last few blatter, the Mishnah Chavot, but mark of these few blatter, is the differences in Tumah v'Taira between Amoritz and the Chover. Chover was trustworthy and Taira, and there was a din Tumah l'gabe all Amoratzim. Tumah is Amoritz, Amoritz medrus l'gabe Chover. But beyond Tiv, all the dinim of the distinctions between classes was nizbatel, was suspended, and everybody was considered becheskes Torah. That was the spirit of Yom Tiv, where everybody came to Yerushalayim together. All Klal Yisrael became one mitzvah. What's interesting is the Mishnah Chavov says, what happens if Yom Tiv? They had to be toivel. All the kelim of the Beis Midrash were afraid became tomei because of all the teeming throngs of people that were there, so they were matbil the clay shores to the base of Mikdosh. But if Yom Tov finished up and there was a Friday, because of Kavod Shabbos, to prepare for Shabbos properly, they didn't have time to be toivel all the kelim, so they kept the tahara status of all the kelim in the base of Mikdosh until after. I mean, say the chashash was on the amaratzim utach, that status would be mentame everything. But on Yom Tov there wasn't such a din. It's only after Yom Tov. So if Isru Chag was on Friday, they suspended the rules of Tumas Hamiratzim until after Shabbos. Frekta Turi Evin, but the Kelim were Tomei. So what did they use that Shabbos? Means that the Mishnah just says that they pushed off using the Kelim, they pushed off the Tevilah of the Kelim, toiveling the Kelim in the Mikveh because of Tircha, they pushed it off till after Shabbos. Turi Evin says, so what did they use? So we have an asset, but Yerushalmi is Mufurish, as commentary on this din, Yerushalmi says that the state, like we said, of Taharis Amoritz, that all the Chumris of Tumas Amoratzim were suspended, that stays until the Shabbos after Yom Tov. Now, the truth of the matter is that it would be possible to get around in a practical way, because they could have been Toivel. Al Tzicha Shabbos, they couldn't have been Toivel on Erev Shabbos, they could have been Toivel on Shabbos. Why not just be Toivel, the Kelim of the Beis Hamikdash, on Shabbos? In Yerushalmi it says Mufurish. Let's add something else. It would be possible to hear that the only thing they suspended in order to properly celebrate Yom Tov, and all the common folk were there, so they would suspend that whatever the Amiratzim, who are normally Metame, normally a Chover comes at Tam Chochum, comes to contact with the Amoritz, the touch of the Amoritz is Tomei Loi. If he's Rogel to be Isaac Vitarius, so he has to be Toivel before. Amoritz medris lechover. Anything we could theoretically say just to protect the state of Yom Tov in the Beis Hamikdash, that anything that Amoritz touched on Yom Tov is Torah after Yom Tov. It's not mechayiv suspending totally the status of Amoratzim. He touched the Mizbech, he touched the Kelim. You're right, that we're not metame. He touched that on Yom Tov. That we're not going to be toivel till after Yom Tov. Till after Shabbos after Yom Tov. Masha'en Kain, well, there's other halachas. There's halacha l'moshe of eating kachim together with him. That a whole year round we wouldn't eat kachim together, and Amoritz and Tam Chokum wouldn't eat together because Tam Chokum would consider the Amoritz b'chshash tomei. Masha'en Kain regularly could eat together. Nobody says that din also has to be suspended. But in Yerushalmi is Mufurish that din is also suspended. The Achronim clear it. Rav Eliyoshev Zatzal in his Aris on Chagiga brings that clearly Yerushalmi that all dinim of Tumah that were unique to Amiratzim, both the dinim of what he touched on Yom Tov, both the dinim of now sitting and eating together with him, and you're afraid that he's going to touch the Basar Kachim that you're eating on the Shabbos after Yom Tov, all that is suspended. The same thing we started asking, theoretically it could have been Tovel to Kalim on Shabbos. No, the status of Tumah of Amiratzim was suspended. That's what we see, was totally suspended from the base of English. What we see here is L'chayra, that Shabbos after Yom Tov, they gave the status of Yom Tov, which is interesting. Chassidus Shesvarim said that Shabbos after Yom Tov is the time to collect all the Oiris and all the Hashpuas of the Yom Tov itself. Okay, that's a Chassidus Deher, that Shabbos, which since Shabbos is the brach of the whole week, all the hashpois and all the kedusha of Yom Tov reinvigorates the Shabbos, and one, if he concentrates on the Yom Tov and the Shabbos after Yom Tov, could chaparai in the kedusha of the Yom Tov on Shabbos. But in the Beis HaMikdosh, what was going on? the Shabbos after Yom Tov they gave the status. That's what it's saying. The Shabbos after Yom Tov they gave the status of Yom Tov itself. Shabbos after Yom Tov. I'd like to add something interesting when we're talking about Shabbos after Yom Tov. And this taka is comes from Chassidish Menhagim. By many of the Chassidish courts, was that way in Europe, still that way by some of the rebbes, the Chassidim would stay, the Chassidim that would come to the Rebbe for Shavuos would stay. The Shabbos after Shavuos was a separate inyan. They would all stay over the Shabbos after Shavuos. Where does that come from? Well, what's Shabbos Nuch Shavuos? What's Shabbos after Shavuos? The Shabbos after Shavuos is shayich to the Yom Tov of Shavuos in a way that we don't have by other Shabbos in Yom Tov. Why? So we had the sugya earlier in the first part of Chagiga, where the Gemara says that when Klal Yisrael came to be Oyle Regel, one of the things that they showed, it says they would roll back the Faroiches to see the Kruvim that were facing each other, the relationship of Klal Yisrael and the Rebbein Shalom. Ru'ub chibaschem lefnei amokim. Another thing that was done is that the Lechem Aponim was brought out. Lechem Aponim was brought out on Shabbos. It was brought out of the Kodesh inside where the Klal Yisrael couldn't see it. And it was steaming hot. Ki'ilu was put on. It just came freshly out of the oven, even though it was there from last Shabbos. It was there from last Shabbos, and still the bread, there was a nest, the lechem aponim was steaming hot as if it just came out of the oven. And that would be the, one of the simonim, ru'uchi baskim lefnei amokim, shteit in ritzvo, there's a marat chayis in the first parak, by us in Chagiga, where by Yom Tov of Shabbos of Sukkis and Pesach, where Beherchrach, the Yom Tov is 7 days and it has to include a Shabbos, so the Shabbos of Yom Tov where they saw this nest was built into the Yom Tov, but Shavuos could fall out one day during the week. Let's remember, Shavuos in Beis HaMikdash was one day, not 2 days. So it could be on a Tuesday, on a Wednesday, on a Thursday, on a Friday. Where would they see the nest of Ruchi Baskim Lefnei Amokim of the Lechem Aponim? The Teretz is they all stayed over the Shabbos after Shavuos. From that became the minhag by Chassidim, Shabbos after Shavuos is kesher, has a chibur, has a unique kesher with the Yom Tov itself. Shabbos after Shavuos. It's just interesting, Tosefos on this thing, that we see that Shabbos after Yom Tov has a shach to the Yom Tov itself. They suspended, they created an avirah, they created a state of Kiddusha, of Tahara in the Beis HaMikdash, which is unique to Yom Tov. They were mamshich that, the Shabbos after Yom Tov. Interesting that the Gemara Chavov says, the Gemara learns out from a pasuk they suspended Dinei Tumah. The Gemara says Yerushalayim Kiyah, the pasuk says Kiyah Shechubro Lo Yachtov Chubro Miloshen Chover, who's Makbin Amtara B'Shash HaShvotim Olubo. There was a status of Chover on the whole Klai Yisrael. There's a Chibur, there's a connection. Klai Yisrael had to be Oyel L'Rego as one unit. If there's a class difference between Amiratzim and Talmid Chacham, then Klai Yisrael is not there as one. B'Shash HaShvotim Olubo, they had to be a Chubro Lo Yachtov. The Rambam, Pirush Mishnah, says the reason why Talmid Chacham is called Chover is because he's somebody who it's good to be nisqaber to. The Chibur of a Talmid Chacham is a Chibur Toiv. So mainly the whole Klal Yisrael became one unit, and they couldn't be a distinction. They're Makbid on Tumah, they're not Makbid, you can touch him, you can't touch him. The mainly they had to be, when Klal Yisrael came as one, Kishachot Balevachot, on Yom Tov, there has to be a suspension of that which defines different Yidden. It's important to define different people as different. It's important to recognize that Talmud Chacham is a Talmud Chacham, and somebody who's not a Talmud Chacham is not a Talmud Chacham, and it's a different class, it's a different league. Yom Tov is the time when a Talmud Chacham and Am Haaretz sit together by the same table. When Klal Yisrael came to the Beis HaMikdash, they came all as children. Children all sit around the same table. It doesn't make a difference if one son is an accomplished person, one son is not. One son is intelligent, one son is less. Children sit, mizitz beim tatas tish, tzazamen. The male, all of Klal Yisrael sat, zeh ha-shulchan ha-shel lefnei Hashem, as one. But at a point, interesting, this nes, why is this nes the way of displaying chibas HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Klal Yisrael? So what? The bread was hot, there were no other needs in the Beis HaMikdash. But what's interesting is that we find that when the Mecharif, the Megadev Shem Hashem, the Benish Mitzvi, that was found not having a Nachal in Eretz Yisrael, Vayete Ish, the Pasha, the end of Pasha Semba, Vayete Ish, Ben Mitzvi, Ben Isha Yisraelis, and he went out and he was Mecharif, Megadev, from the Shem HaMfayish, Rashi says, Vayetze ish mehechon yotze, it says he went out of the Bezdin Moshe. Chazal also says something else. The parasha right before that is the parasha of Lechem Aponim. He went out of the Beis HaMikdash and he laughed. Is it shayich that bread should be on the shulchan and it should be fresh as if it just came out of the oven? So the Svarim say that because he was not b'tayres ha'yichus, he didn't shtam from a shevet. He didn't have a base aven klaisol. He was missing in his familial connection to klaisol. He only had a Jewish mother, not a Jewish father. He was not found worthy to see that nes. Why is that nes dafka shayach? We see over here also there's something unique. The connection between the Rebbein Shalom and klaisol is expressed in the nes of lechem aponim retaining its fresh status a week later. He didn't see it. That's the nes that was used to show Klal Yisrael. And here we have Raid from the Maral, Mufutner, Tesefis from Mufutner, where they teach us that bread, the Pasuk says, Bezeh Asapecha, after Adam Rishon was kicked out of the Gan Eden, Bezeh Asapecha Toicha Lechem. The Medrash says that Adam Rishon cried to the Rebbein Shalom, Ani v'chamayri yoichu be'evus echot. I'm the same thing as my chamor. We're both going to sit on the ground and we're both going to eat produce from the ground. The Rebbein Shalom said, no. Bezeh asapecha toicha lechem. You eat bread. Animals don't eat bread. What's the nechama? Bread is something which is not a natural state. Apples, oranges, you could cook it, you could slice it, you could roast meat, but the meat is the same meat that a lion eats. A person could also eat the same piece of meat. You want to add a little bit of spices to it, you want to boil it, broil it, barbecue it, but it's the same thing. Bread is something that does not exist in nature. A loaf of bread is a product of human intelligence. The Rebbein Shalom told on Marishan, you're not a chamor. Your sustenance, your ikur, ki benafshu yovi lachmoy, your chius, your panosa, is a product of your intelligence. You are a product of intelligence. A human being does not lose his selam elikim because he functions with his intelligence. An animal doesn't have intelligence. An animal only has instincts. An animal doesn't have bechira. A human being is capable of thinking in a hecher way. That was the nechom of Adam Rishon. When a Yid leaves the Beis HaMikdash and he has to go back to his place, he has to go back to his farm, to his field, to his factory, to his business, and he feels, how could he leave the Rebbein Shalom? And what we tell him is, take the Rebbein Shalom with you. You're leaving the Beis HaMikdash, we're leaving Seder Moed, we're leaving the world of Yom Tov, of Beis HaMikdash, of Eilas Ru'iyah, of being Zeh HaShulchan HaShel Lefnei Hashem. You're going back for another 4, 5, 6 months out into the wide world. Don't take the Rebbein Shalom with you. It's the same thing. Adam Rishon, a Yid sits down Shabbos, the Iker of his Suda is the Chalas, the Lechem, Shtei Alechem, the Lechem Aponim, the Mon. The rest of the week, remember that your Panosa and everything you do is a product of your intelligence. It's a product of your status as a Tzelem Elikim. So the Chibaschem Lefnei Amokim, the Rebbein Shalom was telling him, you don't exist as just a creature of happening. You don't just work on a Tuesday, on a Wednesday. You're coming from someplace. You're stam from someplace. You have an exalted lineage. You have a dehoibin in background. You come from Gan Eden. You come from Adam Rishon. Take that, the lechem that was fresh was the simin that a Yid never loses his freshness. Even though it's the middle of the week, but the lechem is the lechem of Shabbos. The lechem stayed from Shabbos to Shabbos. The kedusha of Shabbos, if a Yid prabhas Shabbos, it accompanies him through the week. And that was the lesson that they took with them when they went back out into the world. And because of that, even when Shavuos fell on a Monday, they would stay till Shabbos in order to be inspired to take that chizuk of Ruuchi Baschem Lefnei Amokim. The unfortunate Ben Ish Mitzri, who doesn't come from any place, he doesn't come from a Shevet. He might be Jewish because his mother is Jewish, but he doesn't come from a Shevet. He doesn't belong. He doesn't belong in a real way to Klal Yisrael. He doesn't have yichus of belonging to Klal Yisrael. He doesn't have some place to look back. He can't look back over his shoulder any place. He can't smell. He can't see the lechem upon him. He can't see the nest of the lechem upon him, giving him this lesson. Rebbein Shalom should help that we should carry the lesson of the lechem upon him every week when we sit down for Shabbos, the challah of Shabbos, chalosei shalmokim. Other Rishon is called chalosei, the purpose of the world, chalosei shalmokim. We should feel that even when we go back out, when we leave Gan Eden every week, come Motzei Shabbos, we should take, and when we leave Yom Tov and we go back out into the world of Olam Hazeh, we take with us this chibaskan lefnei hamokom. Each one of us is a ben yochid to the Rabbeinu Shlom, and we should take that with us. That awareness should carry us through the week, through the year, through our whole lives.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.